Welcome to this week's HMD radio show. Kicking us off tonight, the Beastie Boys. That was Acid King, Red River, off their new album, Middle of Nowhere, Center of Everything. And yeah, it's a deadly album. I'm not sure when it's out, I think it's out in April. But it'll definitely be worth checking out. So yeah, what I do usually when I'm doing this show is when there's a nice long song on, I go trawling through the archives of Wikipedia and shit that got released around this time in the past. And yeah, I was looking at 1990. I think last year I mostly focused on 89, it was 25 years ago. So yeah, 1990 at the moment. And I discovered that Beg to Differ was released like around, like, yeah, 25 years ago this week, last week, something like that. So yeah, Prong, they're one of them bands. This is the first album I really heard by them. Well, it was on this tour. They had two albums out beforehand. And yeah, this, I'm gonna play Tour from the Sun. It's a fucking great song. And yeah, I'm gonna keep trawling, see if I can find any more stuff that was released around now. July, August and September has some fucking amazing albums released in 1990. But for March, we're gonna stick with Prong for the moment. Here's Tour from the Sun live. We'll be right back. Metal East by Lightning Bolt. That's off their new album, Fantasy Empire. It's a killer track, that. So I'm looking forward to listening to the rest of the album. Hopefully it's as good. So that and Folksoid. I've got that this week. Yeah, actually I'm going to play something off that now. These are long ones, so you can sit back and enjoy. Saw these at the Eindhoven Psych Lab last year, I think it was, and they were deadly. So what song will I play off this? This song is Electric. Thank you. as Ganja's Trip in the Eye, taken off their album from 2009, Loose. And before that you had Folloxide, Electric, taken off their new album, which is just entitled Tree. So, what beer do I have this week? I have a Shepherd Neame & Co. Brilliant Ale. It's very refreshing, and it says it was created when the light was shining into the brewery. They created because of they were inspired by the brilliance of it. But it's a real English pale ale. It's kind of hoppy and fruity, but not in that American way. And it's not too bitter. I'd recommend it as a one to get you going on a sunny afternoon at a barbecue or something like that. It's Shepherd Neame & Co. Brilliant Ale. It's 5.6%, and it's kind of a, if you know their IPA, it's a bit lighter than that. Taste wise, easier to get down you. So I'd give it about 6 out of 10, 6.5 out of 10. It's a tasty ale, and I wouldn't mind having a couple more of them. So, I think I'm going to have to take the pace up a bit. Here's a bit of Toxic Holocaust Silence.
Like a nightmare from which you won't awake.
The Art of Partying by Municipal Waste, taken off the album of the same name, and Silence by Toxic Holocaust before that. So I played a couple of songs off the new No Spill Blood over the last few weeks, and they're having their launch party this Saturday in either the Workman's Club or the Grand Social. I can never remember the difference between the two of them. Two very different venues, but I can never remember. So I'm going to play a song off their new album, Heavy Electricity. This is Sweet Beans. We'll be right back. Locustar off True Silver and Blood, that was Neurosis, and before that No Spill Blood, Sweet Beans, who are doing their album launch this weekend. And that's pretty much it for this week's show, so I hope you've enjoyed it. If you want to get in touch, you can email hmd@radioactiveinternational.org or on Twitter at HMD on the radio, or Facebook, the HMD Radio Show. So I'm going to leave you with one more song and probably get most of it in. This is Sungrazer and Wild Goose, taken off their album Mirador.